feeling that there must be more to life, you know. He turned, lifted up the front of his torn and bloodied gold-embroidered tunic, and stared down at his own hairy tummy. "Here, feel this," he said. "Do you think I'm putting it on a bit?" Ogdai gazed at the Great Khan's tummy with a mixture of awe and impatience.
No,
he said.
No, not at all.
With a flick of his fingers, Ogdai summoned a servant to bring the maps to him, ran him through, and as he fell, caught from his nerveless but not entirely surprised fingers the plans of the grand campaign. "Now, O Khan," he said, spreading the map over the back of another servant who stood specially hunched over for the purpose, "we must push forward to Persia, and then we shall be poised to take over the whole world."
"No, look, feel that," said Khan, pinching a fold of skin between his fingers. "Do you think—"
"Khan," interrupted Ogdai urgently, "we are on the point of conquering the world."
He stabbed at the map with a knife, catching the servant beneath a nasty nick on his left lung.
"When?"
said Khan with a frown. Ogdai threw up his arms in exasperation.
"Tomorrow," he said. "We start tomorrow."
"Oh, well, tomorrow's a bit difficult, you see," said Khan. He puffed out his cheeks and thought for a moment. "The thing is that next week I've got this lecture on carnage techniques in Bokhara, and I thought I'd use tomorrow to prepare it." Ogdai stared at him in astonishment as the map-bearing servant slowly collapsed on his foot.
"Well, can't you put that off?" he exclaimed.
"Well, you see, they've paid me quite a lot of money for it already, so I'm a bit committed."
"Well, Wednesday."
Khan pulled a scroll from out of his tunic and looked through it, shaking his head slowly. "Not sure about Wednesday."
"Thursday."
"No, Thursday I am certain about. We've got Ogdai and his wife coming round to dinner, and I'd kind of promised—"
"But I am Ogdai."
"Well, there you are, then. You wouldn't be able to make it either." Ogdai's silence was only disturbed by the sound of thousands of hairy Mongols shouting and fighting and getting pissed.
"Look," he said quietly, "will you be ready to conquer the world on Friday?"
Khan sighed. "Well, the secretary comes in on Friday mornings."
"Does she?"
"All those letters to answer. You'd be astonished at the demands people try to make on my time, you know." He slouched moodily against his horse. "Would I sign this? Would I appear there? Would I please do a sponsored massacre for charity? So that usually takes till at least 3. Then I had hoped to get away early for a long weekend. Now, Monday. He consulted his scroll again. "Monday's out, I'm afraid. Rest and recuperation. That's one thing I do insist upon. Now, how about Tuesday?" The strange keening noise that could be heard in the distance